The DM made my character the werewolf without telling me. I've been playing D&D for about a year now with my friend, who's the DM and part of his group of friends. I play as a rogue. The others are a monk, bard, ranger, wizard, and a barbarian. We started in a village where there's a werewolf problem. Our task is to find out who the werewolves are and eliminate them before all the villagers kill each other out of suspicion. We thought it was a nice plot twist when the DM told us that one of the werewolves was closer than we thought. At first, we thought it was one of the NPCs who helped us in the quest, or maybe even the one who gave the quest. It was also fun when we found out that one of the players is secretly a werewolf. We all assumed that one of us had agreed to that with the DM from the beginning, so now it was just a gee who made the most mistakes or killed the fewest werewolves, we thought. But no, yesterday we all found out that I was the secret werewolf. In fact, that I had also caused the most civilian victims in the meantime. Where the other players were given the choice, do you kill her or not, I was given the choice, do you kill the rest of the villagers or not. The session ended quickly after that. I protested because I didn't know this. The DM had even edited part of my backstory. Is that even allowed? Some of the others also thought it was strange and wanted to let my character live. The others thought it was fun like this, and I could easily create a new character. What should I do now? We stopped right before the fight between the other players and me, along with some other werewolves. But I actually really don't like this, and the DM does not want to change it. And is this a normal thing to do? I don't really know what to think or do about it and why the DM did this. I feel a bit insecure now. I wonder if it might be because he preferred a paladin instead of a rogue. He said that was not the case when I asked him this, but why else is he doing this? At the beginning, he asked me several times if I really didn't want to play a paladin. Thank you very much for all the info about D&D, DM, and werewolves. Also, thank you very much for all the tips and possible solutions. I will write it all down because I have a meeting with the DM and the players in a few days. So far, two, Wizard and Ranger, of them want me dead. One, Barbarian, wants to keep me alive, and the others are in doubt. Barbarian wants to stand up for me, but also fears the DM might do something to her character if she does. I hope we will get a solution we all agree with. Some more info I gave in response to comments. There was no sign in advance that anything was wrong with my character. No strange knights, blood, or other unexplained things. Could hold silver just fine and took normal damage to everything. So nothing, and suddenly I'm a werewolf and I've committed 15 murders in my current location. So far, he also changed the whole reason I went on a quest and joined this group, and is keeping a lot of details about that secret as well. Like, at first I left in order to find something for someone else, but now I was banished from my hometown because I had committed a few murders there as a werewolf. I don't know how and when I became one. I also don't know who I killed in my hometown. The intention of this normal campaign was to play this as an intro, and then continue from level 5 to the real campaign. We're now all level 4. I'm an elf soul knife rogue. Long story short, the ranger knew about it. It was a plan to get rid of the rogue. So I left the table. Barbarian did the same. The long story, so I had written down all the things I wanted to ask and say, and thanks to you all I had a list full of options and possible compromises. So I thought I was completely prepared. I first gave that talk, which you recommended, about how I thought it was a nice idea, but that the execution was a bit unpleasant for me. Because this way I couldn't play my character the way I expected. That I didn't feel completely comfortable with how my backstory was suddenly different, and I'm not sure how to play the character without knowing her background. And I said that I hoped for a different choice, besides kill the party or be killed by them. So to get an idea we all could agree with, that I wanted to start with two questions. One, when did you decide that my character is a werewolf? Two, can we go through what you now have as my backstory? After I did that whole speech, DM started to give some strange excuses and stories about how he had this in his plan for a while, but each time he didn't know how to approach it in the campaign, until he talked to Ranger about it and he gave this idea. Ranger took over. He told me this way it would suit his backstory and get me to have a spectacular ending as that character. This got Barbarian mad, saying things like, "So it was not planned. You singled her out and lied about it? And why the hell did you want to get rid of her that bad? What's wrong with you?" DM turned red and said, "Don't be so angry and let us finish." She did. DM and Ranger both explained that in their previous campaign they had an annoying rogue, who always wanted to be the center of attention and often got the party into trouble. DM assumed that I'm not like that, so when I first indicated that I wanted to play a rogue, he agreed. But after he had talked about it with the ranger and wizard, they started to doubt whether they wanted a rogue in the party after all. So that was the whole why not play a paladin came before we started. I was certainly not as annoying in the game as the previous rogue. They admitted that, but Ranger and DM still didn't enjoy playing with a rogue, because they still got annoyed by the rogue traits. They found it annoying that I often looted the defeated enemies and was often the one who opened the most chests. I thought that's normal for rogues, like I'm the one that picks the locks. And most of what I found I would also share with them all. But okay, let them talk. So much later in the campaign they came up with a plan, the whole werewolf's plot twist, so that my character died, and I would have to make another one, after the DM would say that I was not allowed to choose a rogue again, because after everything the party now no longer trusts any rogues in the game. Before that plan was made, the daughter of the person who gave us the quest was the werewolf all along. That's why there were no hints or clues that it was me, because it wasn't decided until last minute, and they had hoped that I would not ask questions like I was doing now. After this whole speech from their side, I really didn't know what to say anymore. I was peeved that they were really targeting me and my character, and sad that I had been lied to. If they had just said, "Hey, it looks like you want to play a rogue, but we prefer not to have one in the party after the annoying player last time," I would have just chosen something else. It would not have been a problem, and this would have never happened. So I left the table, and after some shouting, the barbarian did too. The wizard later on sent me a message that he was sorry this all happened. He knew they were planning something, but didn't know it was this. The DM sent me a message asking if I would reconsider, and the barbarian got the same. I sent him next time write a book. Bard does not know what to do. Kinda wants to leave since we're gone, but at the same time really likes D&D. So he fears he would regret leaving after not even really playing. Monk and Ranger have been very silent. What an incredibly immature DM and Ranger. Why would it have been so difficult to simply say they don't want a rogue in the party? What kind of bizarre stereotyping is that anyway? I can almost understand disliking early game rogue combat mechanics, but to completely write off rogues from your game is insane. User Porky Labrador said it perfectly. Their boundaries should have been made clear in Session Zero. Allowing things to escalate to this point is just silly on the DM's part. For instance, I had a new player recently join our group. She was very keen to play rogue as she really clicked with all the classic rogue tropes. I just made it clear that it was absolutely fine, so long as the character's behavior didn't trigger PvP-style situations. I've had too many experiences where new rogues think it's fun to play the character by attempting to stealth steal all the best loot and gear, and just generally do chaotic things because. What is fun for one isn't necessarily fun for the whole party, let alone the DM that has to adjudicate the whole thing that inevitably leads to table animosity. Either way, I digress. You did the right thing. No D&D is better than bad D&D. Before we take our leave, don't forget to subscribe to our channel, All Things D&D. Stay tuned for more amazing Dungeons & Dragons content every Friday.